Today's daf is daf Pehei Mesechet Sanhedrin. We're in the 10th parak, Elohein HaNechanakim. And we're up to the Bo'u Minei on the second line. Bo'u Minei Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes what would be the din of a ben, Ma'o Shiasa Shliach Laviv La'akotom, if he could be a Shliach Beit Din, to do what needs to be done sometimes. Perhaps it would be to give malkut, or perhaps lekalalo, if as part of the nidui process, he would have to pronounce a klola on his father, both of which, of course, are isur d'oraita. Amar Luser, Sheshes told them, look, the acher, how about somebody else who's not a son? Mihi tiro. I mean, there's always an isur d'oraita on being mekalo, a ben Yisrael in general, or to hit somebody. Ella, the point must be that as a shliach beit din, it's not an iser, instead it's a mitzvah, because it's kvod shamayim odif. The fact that he's going to end up being the one to effectuate the beit din, it's more choshev than the iserim that the Torah put on the normal hanhoga of avoiding hitting and avoiding klola. So if that's the case, why would it be any different, al-chanami? Even though normally, of course, a ben cannot be makar, not be mekalel his father, but nobody can be makar mekalel. It should be the same, quote shamayim, adif. Ask the Gemara from a bright meitve. Uma mi shemitzvah lahakoto, mitzvah shelo lahakoto. Now it says over here in the bright, a very strange formulation, which is typical for brightot, and we're going to have to figure out what it means, and that will lead us to the question that we're going to ask. So the Braita says, look, if even someone where there's a mitzvah to hit him, it's a mitzvah not to, so where there's no mitzvah, Misha, eino mitzvah lakotom, where there's no mitzvah to beat a person, eino dinsha mitzvah ala shalo lakotom, is it not obviously a mitzvah not to beat the person? My love. Now, this has got to mean something, so the only thing that it could mean is this, that the Braita is saying, mi she mitzvah lahakoto, mi she eno mitzvah lahakoto, is both of them are referring to ide v'ide b'kom mitzvah. Both are referring to a case of a shliach beit din. One of the cases where it says it, where it's not a mitzvah lahakoto, is talking about divno, and v'ha, the case where it says it's a mitzvah lahakoto, is talking about Bacher, another person. And what the Bright is attempting to say is that, look, ma, another person, where in a place where there is a mitzvah, to be makahim, lamites makahis, and nonetheless there's a mitzvah not to be makahim more than those lamites makahis, and that's bentosif lahakoto, which is an issur d'oraita. So the son, where even in a mokum where there is a chance for the father to be nilka in beit din, the son does not have a mitzvah to his father. So kal v'chomer that he's not allowed to be makahim in the case where he isn't chayef to be makah in beit din. So in other words, we're looking over here for what is the source of the azhara. We know that it says, and makir aviv imo mot yumat. But where does it say do not? So we're trying to bring now a kal v'chomer of do not. That if for any normal person, where it would be a mitzvah to give malchus, because he can be a shliach beit din, nonetheless it's an iser gomer to be meisif on the malchus. So koshik and a ben who would never have a mitzvah to give malchus, for sure would be an iser d'oraisa to be makir. And that's the azara. And then we know that once we have an azara, we know that it matches the onesh of mot yumot. See, well, now that's not what the Braita means. The Braita means like this. Both mi she'ena mitzvah lakot, or mi she mitzvah lakot, are both talking about any case. The difference between the two cases, where is it talking about where it's a mitzvah lakot, where the Beit Din is demanding that he be punished. So that's bimkom mitzvah, whether it's a son or somebody else. V'kan, where it says where there's no mitzvah, is talking about shelo b'mkom mitzvah, when he's not acting as the shliach of the Beit Din v'chiktoni. What the Braita is trying to say, uma b'mkom mitzvah, where somebody was over in Aveira, where over there, there is a mitzvah lahakoto if he's a shliach beit din. Nonetheless, there's a mitzvah shalolo hakoto, a lotasa of do not be mosif, and you're over on that lav if you're mosif. Shalo b'mokam mitzvah, where the person was not over an avera, where there's no mitzvah lakoto at all, eno din she mitzvah shalo lakoto. So that means that we're seeing over here a general makor to the iser of hitting a person, not an abba, but any person to hit kavero is osir. So that we're learning over here both. In other words, either of them can be nasa shliach beit din, and either of them, when they're not shliach beit din, or they're being meisif, are going to be over a lotasa. Tashma. Let's see if we can bring a raya from this braita that a son is not able to be a shliach. Hayotzei li harek. Somebody now is over on an aver that's b'chayev mita, and he's being taken out to be executed. Uba b'no v'yikao v'kilolo. And his son comes along and hits him, or curses him, that son would be chayav mita on his father. But if another person comes, ba'acher v'yikov v'kilo, he's potter from malchus. Now, we asked over there on that bright, of avinam, but why is it different? Ma'ishno b'no, ma'ishno acher. I mean, l'maisa, both of them have an isser d'oraita. Why and the son would be punished for being over that isser and someone else not? The Amr of Chista, Rav Chista explained that we're talking over here about a case where b'misarvimbo latzeit. So you have the shlichei beit din came to take him to his execution, and they're asking him to come quietly. They know yotze, and he's not going out. So now we're going to have to drag him out. So we ask somebody to act as the shlichei beit din to do what needs to be done to get the guy out. Therefore, the Braita seems to be saying over here that if it's an Acher, he's Potter, and if he's a Ben Ischayev, so apparently the Ben never had a right to be a Shliach Beit Din to do what needed to be done to execute him, to take him out, which could involve the use of force, it would end up being Makim and make a Chabura, or curse him. And this is the opposite of what Rav Shesha says, that a ben can become a shliach beit din. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshet mukilo b'shein misarvim bo latzeit. Rav Sheshet understands the Braita as referring to a case where we're not talking about shluchei beit din. There's no need to force the guy out at all. So then I don't understand, and we're back to our problem. Yochi asks the Gemara, so then why isn't that true about the acher nami? We were looking for an answer to why there would be a difference between the son and somebody else. But if you're telling me that we're not talking about Shluchei Beit Din, why would somebody else also be Chayiv? And says the Gemara, because Acher is Potter, because we consider the man over here to be a Garva Ketelu. He's considered to be basically dead, because he's already on his way to be executed. And therefore, beating someone in this kind of situation is not Machayiv. Asks the Gemara, you're trying to tell me that according to Rav Sheshet, that you're not chayev on hitting someone who's called a gavra ketela, and that's how he's explaining the braita? The Amr of Rav Sheshet says beferish that bisho yashen umet. Somebody was mevayish a friend, and he is sleeping, and he dies in his sleep, never knowing that he was embarrassed. He would be chayev, because even though the person didn't experience the busha, nonetheless, the busha was there, and those that are close to him and know him and his family, they were all mevuyash for him. So if that's the case, then even though we have over here a situation that somebody else is going to be killed, and people are coming now and being mevuyash him or hitting him, we should nonetheless be shayach to the problem of how it affects others. Well, that's talking about here, where the haka'ah was not a haka'ah v'shavar pruta, and therefore there's no chiyuv. Ask the Gemara, even if that's true, why would he be potter? Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, niko haka'ah shem v'shavar pruta loka, that if there's no tashlumen for the haka'ah, but there's malchus for the haka'ah, because of the fact that he was over on the Pen Yosef l'hakotom, answers the Gemara, when it says Potter, it's only referring to Potter Mimamon. It's not referring to Patur from the Malkus on the Lav. Wait a minute. So then when it says that the son is Chayiv, it meant that the son is Chayiv in Mamon? That's what you mean? That the haka'ah that doesn't have shavu pruta is mechayev the ben in mamon. I mean, that's absurd. Ela must be, obviously, that we're not talking about mamon. It means bidino. That is to say that he's b'chuyav misa. So hachinami, if that's the case, when the other person goes and does a haka'ah, not a son, and it says over there that he's potter, you can't switch the case and say it's talking about potter from mamon. It means that he's potter benino. In other words, he would be potter for what would normally be coming his way for doing haka'ah, which means malchus. And therefore, we're back again to our original question. What the heck is the difference between two people who do an iser? It's the same iser, except that one is the iser that's on a son, and one is the iser that's on anybody, that we say that one is chayim and one is potter. And says the Gemara, la'achar, hain time of the potter. You know why another person who's not the son is potter? Is because the Torah says in the Isser of Kolala, nasi ba'amcha lo to'or. What does ba'amcha mean? Ba'osem ma'asamcha. Someone who acts as a Ben Yisrael acts, that is Mekayim in the mitzvahs, and he's careful not to be over. So memela, it's over here, where we're talking about someone who, by definition, is a person who did something so wrong that he's even chayav mita. So then he's not included in that Isra at all. So you could be Makalim. Says, well, okay, fine, maybe you could be Makalim based on this, but how can you hit him? So, where does it say that you're allowed to hit someone? That's because, says the Gebor, makshinan haka'ah leklala. The dinim of haka'ah in general are learned from the dinim of klala. So Mamela, whatever the din would be that we found of Europe by Kilala would be true of Haka'ah as well. Some learn that this is an actual Hekesh, not just a Mametzinu, because by Makeh Aviv and Mekalel Aviv, they're written next to each other, and that therefore Haka'ah and Kilala are compared. Others learn that it's only a Mametzinu, and that it's reasonable to apply the din of one to the other. So ask Yomar, in any event, if that's the case, you haven't answered the question. Because if the other person is potter, then the ben should also be potter. Yehochi, beno nami, should be potter for the same reason. Because the azhara that we learn out of, Makalal Aviv, is learned out of the azhara for the lotakalal cheresh that applies to anybody. So then, well, why would there be a difference, beklola, between a son and somebody else? And it says the Gemara, well, we'll have to say Kedomer Pinchas. In the same sugya, but to another question, it's talking about Kisha Asat Teshuvah, where even though he was Mitchayev Mita, but he did Teshuvah from the Aver that was Mitchayev Mita. So therefore, he is now Osem HaSamcha. So here too, we could say the same case. Achinami Bisha Asat Teshuvah. And the male of the son isn't Chayev, because he's not called Eino Ba'amcha. Says the Gemara, well, you're driving me crazy. So now we're back to the question again. If we're talking about that he did Teshuvah, so then anybody is Mechayev to treat him the way you treat Ba'amcha, so then how can we say that it's mutter now for the other person to be Mekalalim? The only reason we pottered him is because we said it has to be Nasi Ba'amcha, but if he did Teshuvah, he is Ba'amcha. Omer of Mori, that Ba'amcha, that is said when it comes to the Dinim of Klola, from which we learn out Haka'ah, is spoken specifically B'mekuyam Sheba'amcha. It has to be someone who can live Ba'amcha. This guy who is now going out to be killed is not considered to be Ba'amcha because he's not Mekuyam Ba'amcha. He doesn't have a future. He's on his way to execution. Oh my God, says the Gemara. So that's the same problem with Beno. Yachi. I mean, the same language appears there. We learn out one from the other. So Beno Nami should be potter for the same reason, because the Makor of the Azor of Bekala Lamakov is from the Azor of Mekala Maka Chavero, as we pointed out. So then why, again, is there a difference between Acher, who is Potter, and Beno, who is Chayev? It says the Gebora, because a Maka of the Ima is not Potter, based on that Ptur, Midi Da'avi Le'achar Mita. The same way, if he's Mekala, his father, after his father's death, you can't say that someone who's being now taken to his execution is going to be less chomer than someone who's already dead. And since we have a makor that the ben is chayev even after death, as we're going to see later, So memela, it cannot be that it's a patur on a ben. My haviala, what's the bottom line on the question whether it's mutter for a ben to be a shliach bekin or not? Do we follow what Rav Sheshet said, or do we see this as a problematic? Amar Rabba Baravuna v'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, l'chol, for all normal punishments, ein ha-ben na'ase shliach la'aviv la'koto l'kalalo, chutz mi'meisit, if the father did the aver of hasata to get other people to do avodah zarah, over there, indeed, even his son becomes a shliach beitin. Because over there, we're not interested in figuring out how to avoid killing him. We just want to get the job done. Shari Amra Torah, lo tachmo v'lo tachase alav. And therefore, if there's a way for the son to be the one to carry out the shkir chut beitin, then that's what we will do. Zokter Helek HaMishnah. Now, we're coming now to talk about, once we spoke about the dinim b'makya avivimo, the prote dinim of makya avivimo, just like we do on all of the cases that we talk about, the first the chiyuv, then we go into the details of what are the requisite conditions to carry out the chiyuv. So our Mishnah describes, where do we have the conditions that will allow us to be makayim the din of mitah on a makya avivimo? So makya avivimo in ochayam achi aseh ben chabura. He needs to make an actual wound in the parent, as we'll see later on. And if he doesn't make a wound, he only hits a parent, and there's no mark that remains, then it's not a chiyav mitah. And zech chomer b'mekalel mi b'makah. In this sense, there's a greater chomer on mekalel avivimo from a makah avivimo, because a mekalel who is la'achar mitah would be chayav. We're going to see how we know that. Whereas a makeh, since it's impossible to cause a wound after death, would be patur. As it comes out that because of this, there's a logistical difference in which you cannot be machayev v'manar kala achar mita. Now, the Gemara points out that the Mishnah was talking about a makalo avivimo, ischayev achar mita. The Gemara points out that the Braita goes into these details. Tana Rabbana. Since it says aviv, the imo kilel, that's coming to add something now. Because what's the point of repeating those words? It says, ki ishi shashri kalel, et aviv et imo, mot yumat, aviv imo kilel, damav bo. What is the point of the repetition at the end of the posik of aviv imo kilel? That is coming to tell me that there's a chiv of kol liachar mita. Since we find that there's a chiyev in the Torah of makeavi, v'chiyev b'mekalel. So if that's the case, just like the makein o chayav ela mechayim, afa mekalel in o chayav ela mechayim, you might think that in the same way we just showed that you cannot be over on the makeh because there's no way to make a chabura, so too you won't be over on the mekalel unless they're alive. V'od, furthermore, I would say to Kavachomer, if Makeh were over there, the Torah is not Makpid. Hatsabo shalokam chakiva amcha. Over there, the Torah was Machayev amaka avivimo, even though it doesn't say he's not keeping any of the mitzvahs, because it doesn't say be'amcha, the way that it said it, legabe mikalel. And nonetheless, even though it's Machmer in that sense, but le'achar mitah, there's no chiyav, lo chiyevo le'achar mitah. The mekalel, which is not as chomer, shelo asabo shelo ba'amcha kebe'amcha. Over there, the Torah did not consider that it would be the same if he's not keeping mitzvahs, that it should be osur. There is not osur. So, inodin shelo chiyevo le'achar mitah, certainly it shouldn't be chayev le'achar mitah. Therefore, we need the repetition of aviv yimo kilel to tell me that le'achar mitah, you would be chayev, and that the problem of the hakah is a logistical problem. It's not a din in chumra v'kula. So it's going to hang the chalur of Yochanan, as we're going to see the machloket in a moment, the miyater lo kro. He's got the extra pasuk aviv v'imo kilel that we just darshan to learn out that mekala la'achar mitah is chayet. El alur of Yoshia, who darshans something else, as we'll see, my ikal meimar. What are you going to say, since we don't have the makor of Avivi Mokil El Detanya. Where's this machlokas? The Brayta explains it. It says in the pasuk, Ish Ish Asher Yikalel Et Aviv Et Imo Mot Yumat. Now, if that's the case, Ish Ish Matamud Lomar, what is it coming to double the language Ish Ish? It's coming to be marbe something. So it must be coming to tell me that it's Lerabot. It's coming to add a, not only an Ish, meaning a male, but a Bat, who is Mikalelat, or a Tumtum Vandroganus, which is not clearly an Ish. That is Mikal Aviv, that is the same Chiyuv Mita. Asher Yikalel et Aviv v'Imo, from that I would have said, Ein Li Ela Aviv v'Imo, since it puts the two together as the object of the verb Kilel. But how about if someone was Mekalo only Aviv, without being Mekalel Imo? So Aviv Shalo Imo, or Imo without being Mekalel Aviv, Shalo Aviv. Minayin, how do we know that there's a Chiv Mita, even on one or the other? Talmud Lomar, Aviv Imo Kilel. That's why he repeats it at the end. In this case, it puts the word Kilel next to Imo, as opposed to the opening of Pasuk, puts the word Kilel next to Aviv. And Memela, we now see that you're chayev on both of them separately. Aviv kilel, imo kilel. Div Rabbi Yoshe. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, you don't need any of this drosha. For heaven's sakes, since the pasuk said, aviv v'imo, that is by definition, mash b'shnim ke'echad, mash b'echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo. If the pasuk wanted it to mean dafka both together, it would have to say together. Ad shifrot l'cha katuv, it would have to say openly, I mean, Yachdav. We find the same Losh. We discussed this earlier. Whether it's Davke, Diyek, the way Lotach Rosh, Beshov, Chamor, Yachdav. But if it doesn't say something, so then I would have understood. By definition, it means either or. So if that's the case, if it means either or, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't need Aviv Imo Kilel to tell me any other Drosha about being Chayiv on one or the other. But according to Rabbi Yoshi, I do. So then how do I know minole? It says the Gemara, nafkele mi, we learn out from the word umekalel aviv imo mot yumat. So the reason that the Torah reviews again the Isser is to teach me that there's a chiev even liachar mita. V'idach, no, Rabbi Yonatan, who does not need the Mekalel aviv imo. So he doesn't need that to teach me the din of Mekalel achar mita. What does he do with the pasuk? And says the Gemara, he uses it, humi boile l'rabot batumtum v'androgynous, or Mekalel. And why couldn't he learn it out from the same ish-ish that we learned it out before, according to Rabbi Yoshia? And says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yonatan holds that ish-ish is not a limud, because dibrat torah k'lashon b'nei adam. And the way b'nei adam try to speak when they're talking about anybody is to say ish ish. So you say anybody, you say ish ish asher, does not stressing something additional. The litnei, ask the Gemara in our Mishnah, which talks about now a particular churma that comes out because of the difference liachar mita between mekalel and akaas. If you're looking for chomer, you could say chomer b'makeh b'mekalel. We just had before in Afkamina, in our Kal V'Chomer. Namely, that when it comes to the Makeh, it doesn't say anything about him having to keep mitzvot. Whereas, and when it says in Mekalel, it's Vasi Ba'amchal To'or. So why isn't that mentioned? There's a very significant difference. And so the Gemara, Kasavra Makshir Nakala Klala. Obviously, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that in fact it is the same in that, because we compare Hakat HaKlala, as we said before. So if his father indeed is not keeping mitzvahs like Amcha, so then in the same way that you're potter on the Klala, you'd be potter on the Hakal. Lemahani Tanoi, shall we say that the machloket of these Tanoim in our Mishnah about whether we learn out Hakat HaKlala, and whether we would say that in the same way that klola is only ba'amcha, so to akha, or not, as we saw in the brightness, kahani tanoi, it should be the same machlokas as the following bright, the tani chada. One bright says that if his father, now, is a kuti. So then, ata metzuveh al hakaato, viata metzuveh al kelalato. There's an isser of hitting, but there's no isser of being mikalel. V'tani irach, the other brighter says, iata metzuveh lo al kelalato v'lo al hakaato. Now, what we thought over here was, savrua, that it's a given that kulei alma, both tanoim over here hold that a kuti is a true ger. So gerei emeti, and the gerut was not considered to be gerei arayot, it was considered to be a full gerut, and fine, they ended up going bad. So therefore they have a din of Yisrael, completely. Memela, the brightot, said that you're mekalol, the kuti that is not being noyek amcha. So my lava kamiflege, mar savar, the Tana who says you're potter on haka, he holds a bakshina on haka ala klala. Umar says, well, bakshina on haka ala klala. That would be a very logical explanation of the machloket. Lo. That's not the issue. Kuvle yamish lo bakshina on haka ala klala. Could be everybody's minded that we do not have shatsa hekesh. Velka baaka miflege, the machloket over here is mar savar kutim gere emete. In which case, if his father's a kuti, he still has a din of Yisrael, and he's a din of Yisrael mourner, that he's not being naig the way he should be ba'amcha. So by klola, where it says ba'amcha yupat, or by akora, where it doesn't say ba'amcha yurchayev, now would explain this difference. Whereas my, the tanov here that says that you're potter on akaha, is siyot kutim gerei arayotin, and therefore, since they don't have a din of Yisrael, they were only midgayer because of their fear of these lions that were eating them. So therefore, they're like goyim gemurim. There's no chiyav an hakara kolola of a father who's a goy. Ask the Gemara, Yahachi, if you're telling me that the whole point of the braita is that pater's damaka aviv, kuti, is because if you hold kuti bagere arayot, and they're not even Jewish, hainu diktani alav v'shoroki Yisrael, how do you explain the fact that in the continuation of the braita, it stresses that the shor that belongs to the kuti has the same din as a shor that belongs to Ben Yisrael. So that if it was damaged, if it damaged, whatever the case would be, so if it was a tam, then it would pay chatzi nezek and so on, and it has no different din. But if you're right that kuti has a din of a goy, so then the din of the shor should be the same as the din of a shor of a goy. Which means that if it would be nogeach a shor of Yisrael, he pays Nezek Shalom, even as a Tom, and if a Shor of Yisrael is Megechu, then the Yisrael is Potter. Ella, clearly, Shemamina, since we see that this is not the case, that they're goofa arguing Be'ekesha Pligi, that they're arguing about whether such Ekesh exists, it's exactly the same way that the Tan of the Mishnah, Tan of the Brach are arguing. So as the Gemara Shemamina, indeed, that it is the same Machloket. Hagonev nefesh mi Yisrael, as we've done with all the other cases, we get into the detailed halachas now of the cases that are opening the sugya of the Naharogi. So getting on to the next case, Hagonev nefesh mi Yisrael. So what is the din of kidnapping? Eno chayav, there's no chiyav of mita, aj shiachnisenu l'rshuto, he has to be brought in into the reshut of the one who does the kidnapping. But if he simply, now let's say, handcuffs him and doesn't take him into his reshut, then he would not be a chayav. Furthermore, we're going to see later that it's going to require a sale, because umechoro is part of the chiyav. The question over here is there also a need to utilize him in his service during the time that he's captured him? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ach yachnisenu l'reshuto v'yishtamesh bo, he furthermore has to use him in some eved fashion, so that he has to have him do the floors or something. And then, only then, is he going to be mikayem the full conditions, shenemar v'hitamer bo means to utilize him, umecharo, and at the end you have the mechiras. In other words, it needs to be an act of geneva, the kidnapping, taking into his reshus, utilizing him, and then selling him. So now, even though this is presented here as the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see that the pasuk, of course, is definitive according to everyone, and that the machloket is in really a detail, which the Gemara will very soon explain. Gonev et beno, someone who kidnaps his own child. This is becoming a rather common occurrence nowadays, unfortunately. So he kidnaps his own child, but he'd have to be mekayim these other tanaim, and putting him to work, selling him. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, mechayev vechachamim potrin. Machloket, whether one is chayev on his own child. Ganav, mishe chetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin, another machloket. If he steals someone, let's say there were two owners of an eved, one of whom was b'shachrer the eved, and the other one is not. So the question is, does he have the din now of echav, mi'achiv? So Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev nechachomim b'potrin. Again, we'll see the details in the Gemara. Yes, the Gemara, v'tanakama lo boy imur. Are you trying to say that the Tanakama does not require the person to be utilizing that the eved, the person, the kidnappee, as an eved, as Rabbi Yehuda said? I mean, isn't it a befer shaposik that says vitamer bo? How can they deny the simple meaning of the verse? Omer v'achabre the Rav, of course they don't deny it. The question over here is how to define that hitamer bo. The machloket here is imur pachot mishava pruta ikibinai. According to the Tanakama, any utilization at all, it's not defined in some monetary way, the way avdut would be defined. It doesn't need to be a shavapruta of work. So according to Tanakama, that would be enough. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only if he was yotze, the technicality of yitam merbo. And that technicality actually demands that it should be a shavapruta. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, how about, asks Rabbi Yirmiyah, if you stole the victim and sold him while he was asleep, what would be the din? Furthermore, Machar Ishala Ubra, asks Rabbi Yirmiyah, suppose he went ahead, kidnapped a woman who is pregnant, and sold only the fetus that to someone that bought it so that he would have an eved when the fetus was born and grew up. Mao, what would be the din? Is that to consider to be a mechira? So in both cases, our question is, and on the surface it doesn't make any sense, the question is, yesh derech imur bekach or ein derech imur bekach? Is that considered to be utilization? So what do you mean, is that considered? There's no utilization at all. What exactly is your question? Typically, the leka imur klau? Why don't we just exclude this from the whole question of kidnapping, because obviously if the guy's fast asleep, or a fetus is inside of a mother's uterus, there's not any way to do imur. Says the Gemara, there is. Lo tzricha, in the case would be, the case of Yashen would be dizaga elei, that he went and he used him as a pillow, so he rested on him while he was sleeping. So that's a utilization. Is that considered to be the derech of imur, it's completely passive? Or the woman, let's say there's an open window, and he utilizes her pregnant belly to block the window. So, isha, the ukba ba'pezika. So now he prevents the wind from hitting him. That is certainly benefit. The question is it considered to be work, to be hit amerbo? So that's what we ask. Not that there was no imur at all. Derech imur bekach, O ein derech imur bekach, is that included in what the Torah is calling imur or not? My. And on that, says the Gemara, indeed, teiku, we have no real response. Tana Rabbana. It says in the pasuk, ki yimatse ish konev nefesh me'achav. So then, the din is that if itamerbo mecharo umeita ganavahu. Alright? Ein li ela ish. It says over here, yimatse ish konev. So an ish that was gonev, fine. But how about if an isha was gonevet? Isha minayin, Talmud lomar, therefore, it says now, in Mishpatim, gonev ish umechoro, mot yumat. So therefore, we have two separate parshas here. We have the story of kidnapping in Kitetzei, and we have the story of kidnapping in Mishpatim. And you'll notice that they are opposites, because in Kitetzei, it refers to an ish that is gonev, a nefesh. And a nefesh, of course, could mean any living soul, any sex, any age, and so on. But on the other hand, The Pasuk in Mishpatim says Vigonev, which would mean anyone who does the Geneva, but there the victim is defined as an Ish. So it's literally opposites. The subject in one case is anybody, but the object is a man. And in the other case, the subject is a man and the object is anybody. So therefore, what we have is Amy El, if I take a look at that Pasuk, which says Vigonev to include an Isha, so then, Ainli Ella Isha Ganav Bein Isha U Bein Ish. What I have over here is the din that if a man is Gonev, he can be Gonev any Nefesh. Because it says Ish Gonev Nefesh. And I know that an Isha that is Ganva Ish, because it says Vigonev Ish, whoever is Gonev Ish. But how do I know an Isha that was Ganva Isha? How do I know that the same generality in terms of the victim is applicable to the Pasuk that mentions the gonev, meaning the irrespective of sex, ganev? So if a woman steals a woman, how do we know that there is a chiyuv? Talmud lomar, umet haganavahu. That word ganavahu is completely extra. All it needed to say is umet. So therefore we understand haganav means no matter what, and ahu we're going to be using to exclude an Eved, as we'll see. So that is Mikol Makom. So in other words, whether it's an Ish or Isha, even an Isha is Vigonev. The Brayta says, Tanya Ida, Ki imatse Ish Gonev Nefesh Me'echav. Echad Gonev Et Ha'ish, Vechad Gonev Et Ha'isha, Echad Ger, Vechad Eved Meshuchrar, Vikatan. Since it says over here Nefesh, so it could mean anybody. The nefesh that is the victim could be male, could be female, a child, an adult, an Evan Meshuchrar, he would be chayev. If genavov lo mecharo, if he stole but didn't sell him, or mecharov adayin yeshno brishuto, or he stole him but he's still in his own house, so he didn't take him out of his own rishus, then too he would be potter because there was no act of geneva at all. So if there's no geneva and there's no mechira, he's potter. Micharol aviv, if he sells a child to his own father, so as he ransoms him back to the father, o la'achiv, o la'achad min akrovim, or to a brother, or to one of the relatives, he's still chayav. Hagonev et avadim, but if he steals now an eved, then he would be patur. Now, this braita was set over in front of Reb Sheshet. So Tani Tana Kamei to Rav Sheshet, that says over here that if he sold to a relative, meaning ransomed, that he would nonetheless be chayiv, and Rav Sheshet objected. Omar Lei, so the Tana was told by Rav Sheshet, I don't agree. Anish Shoneh, I have another brayta that says as follows. Rabbi Shimon Omer, when it says Gonev Nefesh Me Echav, it means dafka me'echav, meaning ad shetzienim reshut echav. You're not chayev unless it was removed from the reshus of the family. Ve'at amart chayav, but yet you're saying over here that if he sells him back to the family, that he's chayev, but if that's the case, he didn't really remove him from the reshus of the family. And therefore, it's got to be a mistake. Change the girsa in your brayta. And instead of saying mecharol aviv olechav, that he's chayev tni patur. Ask the Gemara, I understand what's exactly Rav Sheshet's problem. My kushya. Why is the problem just because he has a brayta where it says Rabbi Shimon Shita? Why not simply say that the brayta that was being quoted to him is not Rabbi Shimon Shita, and that brayta is the das of the Rabbanan? So dima har Rabbi Shimon and har Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no, that's not possible. Lo saka daitach. Because that braita is a drosha in the Sifri. On kiteitse. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Who said that braita, if it's found in the Sifri? Rabbi Yochanan's klal is like this. Stam matnitin when we don't know. There's no name given in a Mishnah. For a Shita, it's Rabbi Meir. If there's no name given as stam in the Tosefta, is Rabbi Nechemia. So the Tosefta, those are Braytot that were not drushes on the psukim, but rather they are the Tosefta on the Pirushim on the Mishnah in the Gemara. That's Rabbi Nechemya. Stam Safra, which is the Braita that Darshan Sefer Vayikra, Taras Kehanim, is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifrei, which has the Braita on Bamidbar and Devorim Drushas, is Rabbi Shimon. Vekulo Alibra Rabbi Akiva, and all of them were said according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, they were all his Talmidim. Now, in any event, what this shows us is that the Braita that was quoted has got to be the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Rav Sheshes objects, and he said, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon from the Sifrei, I have a bride that says, beferish what the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is. And his Shita is that you ought to be potter. Therefore, must be a tot in the girsa of your bride. Now, it says, Hagonev b'no, so Rabbi Shmuel b'no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokas Mechayev, and the Chachomim are potter. What is the svara of the Rabbanan who make a distinction between a gonev b'no to a gonev somebody else? Amar Abaye Amar Akra ki yimatzei. Since it says ki yimatzei ish gonev nefesh, so ki yimatzei means when it is found. That is to say, it's sort of a happening. It's an accident. It's not something that you find these two people together. Pratla matsui. But if this person who is the victim is anyway around you, so then that's not considered to be a kidnapping. So a father and child are generally found together. You tried to tell me that every time it says ki yimatse, that it means not that it's something that is found together. So then, man, I got a weird one for you. Elameata ki yimatse ish shochev im isha b'ulat baal. You're going to tell me if a man is found sleeping with a woman who is married to another guy, so you're going to say, dafkovitz kimat safe. It's a guy who isn't normally around the house. But if it's somewhere that, anyway, this man hangs around the house, so it's dafka, you'll say that, okay, so he's not chayef if he sleeps with a married woman there. So kimat safe, pratla matsui, like Gagon Shabbat Ploni, I don't want to say the name, but in that house there's a lot of men hanging around the women. The shchich and gabayos that are always there. So you're going to tell me that if they end up sleeping with the master's wife, Sa'ach and Amit Heptiri, they're going to be potter from Eishas. The Eish, according to what you're saying. Oh, Malai said, "Abaye, whoops. You're right. Sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to tell you that the diak was from the posaki yimatzei Eish. I meant that it's a reference to the vinimtza biyado. So it says, v'gonev Eish u'mecharo. V'nimtza biyado. Nimtza biyado means that it's found now in his hand, prat, in other words, lematsui, where we're saying the father, I mean, it strikes everybody as saying weird. The father kidnapped his son. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Son, anyway, is always with the father. I understand that you could technically make it happen, but that's what the pasuk is coming to say. If it's nimtza biyado, surprisingly, but not that it's nimtza biyado as part of the norms of life. That was my diak, not from ki yimatzei. And indeed, there is no way of learning that into the Sugya of Eishet Ish.